there, how many entities in ION? They used to say that there were 6,500 to 7,000 entities in the Evergreens. There's 293,000 entities in the Willows. Can we put that enumeration on, some kind of enumeration on ION?
Yes, well, we've done this already. If you take a dodecahedron, which is a shape, okay, it is a three-dimensional shape. Dodecahedron, every angle, okay, and you take 640 at the smallest point, and as that angle gets wider, completing the dodecahedron of that shape, at each degree that that angle changes, it becomes exponentially larger. That's the correct way to come to that number.
And what did the number 640 refer to?
That's just how many are in that angle at the smallest point.
How many entities?
640.
Right.
In one angle. And how many angles are there in a dodecahedron?
12.
So we've got 640 by 12.
That's 6,000.
And then each degree that that angle changes, Carolyn, mm-hmm. they can draw a right triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And in the hypotenuse, or the right angle of that triangle, that would be at that point where it becomes an angle.
Yeah.
That point is 640 beings.
Right.
Okay, and then when you go up the next little mark, that's now the angle is also, as the lines change, it becomes a new angle.
Yes, yes.
Or a wider angle, or a degree.
Right angle, right.
The next degree also becomes 640. So it really gives a interesting number. You got to play with that just a little bit, and then we'll come down to an exacting number.
Yeah, because if it's only 12 major angles, that's the 7,680. But if you're talking about the variances in all the little shaping...
Each degree of change is another 640. You'd have to do a almost a logarithm to...
That would be 300 times 640. 360 times 640?
There would be, how many degrees are there potentially in an angle?
360. Well,
okay.
Or
359. So, correct. So 12 times 640 times 359.
Yeah, yeah.
Is going to get you very close to it. But now, are any of those other angles intersecting in a dodecahedron?
Yeah.
You'll have to play with that, because now the inside parts of that become another set of angles and another set of degrees.
Mm.
So it becomes a spectacularly large.
Yeah. We've got 2,757,000 when we do the 640 by 12 by 359. So
there are trillions and zillions. Okay,
that's the correct way. But if I started off and answered the question and just said 9,644,344,002, that would have been significant and missed the point.
Yeah.
So the point is in that angle, that those angles kind of go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're doing plane geometry,
mm-hmm.
those planes become the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually change based on the curvature. So
mm-hmm.
they can adjust. What the point of that whole thing, without being too babbling, if the number is infinite,
yeah.
and sometimes it increases, and sometimes it focuses into less. Mm-hmm. For example, Bob, when you ask to speak to Peter, okay, then it limits that back to the experience that you've had with Peter. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it can focus down into one angle, which is not one person or one part of one person. There are many, because he was non-physical when he was physical. So that's the correlation that's being expressed. So it's not like one soul is coming back to chat with you. But the non-physical part that you recognize as Peter would be in one of those angles that we would focus down on based on your wanting. So that's why it becomes a perfect picture. You're just looking at a specific part of the picture at any given time, rather than the nucleus of the whole that is non-physical.
Okay, I have a thought. So basically, everybody's part of this. Everybody's listening, so to speak, and watching.
That's why we didn't really care if the recording was being recorded and that the telephone line was being encroached upon.
Wow, well,
everyone's included already anyway.
Is that what you mean? Everyone's in, well, but you wouldn't. We're including everybody. Okay, but you were careful about saying certain things.
That's correct, and that's because of the physical fear that comes through the physical body of the vehicle.
I gotcha.
It's tempering. It's like tempering eggs.
What's tempering eggs, Karen?
It's just making the eggs the right way you want them when you cook them.
And if you bake with raw eggs, you take a little of the warm liquid and stir it into the eggs and raise their temperature, and then you can add them into a hot liquid and it doesn't make scrambled eggs in your cake.
That's a better explanation.
Yeah, I'm really unknowledgeable about food. I never eat eggs or know anything about them. Never eat much.
That's where metaphors fly right over Bob's head.
But for the recording, simple folks that aren't as detailed and in depth of information as Bob will go, well, I get that perfectly.
Yeah.
So that's how we snuck that little part in. It didn't have to take me 9 hours to get there. So that was okay.
Okay, so everyone's listening, and this would be, if we say that the Evergreens had 7,000, Will's got almost, a quarter of a million. The thinning of the veil allows Ion to include more. That's why we're getting to the frictionless level. This is the first medium that's got everybody resonating or something.
But non-physical, so do you, Bob.
Yep.
In your non-physical being, you have every part. Every part, and they were incorrect in their answer. Okay, it's just all that they could in their place resonate with.
Got it. You mean the entities or the physical Michael Blake Reed people couldn't? That's all they could resonate with. You mean them or the Evergreens themselves?
Well, they were speaking through the Evergreens.
No, the Evergreens were speaking through them.
Oh, and then so it was the Evergreens' voice that was speaking through Michael.
Yeah.
Okay. But he had to be the receptor that flowed through, did he not?
Yeah.
Okay. He is in physical form when he's having this experience, and the block of thought included 7,000. And that's all that block of thought he could communicate. Not saying that he's wrong or that was incorrect. It's just all that his physicalness could, through the block of thought, communicate. And that's okay.
Taking the idea that we're thinning the veil deeper and thinner as the last 30 years unfolded, were there... There's more that our vehicle here can respond or resonate with more because of the thinning of the veil.
And yes, that is correct. And That is, those are perfect words. Okay, straight out. That's just exactly right and perfect. Okay, now, every conversation is two conversations. Now, the other side of that is, if there were resistance in the vehicle, okay, or if the vehicle had a limitation regarding this experience that he is experiencing, there might be a point to where the vehicle could only resonate with three non-physical parts.
Yeah.
So now the true accurate statement would be there were only three. And that's even though the veil has thinned, which is correct, and no contest, but the other side of the same stick is that there's always been an infinite degree of interaction available.
Mm.
It's just the parts that they could pick up on. And is that why that the veil has thinned? Well, maybe not. Or is that there's a more open, expressionable, influenceable awakening taking place in the physical being? So it's back to that chicken and the egg thing. And so there you go. But both are correct. But your words were perfect. Just as you said them, they were perfect. All I did was bring you to the point, the pinnacle of going, and there might be other opportunities that will unfold in a little bit of time. We stand amazed at the deliciousness that is created from you in the physical becoming the expression of Source, God, the Creator, in this time space continuum. That interaction is what is so, so blissfully recharging for the non-physical part, because it turns it back around.
The part of me or the part of you or both?
The part of you.
Yeah.
The part of you. Think about it. Now, don't you find this interesting now? Stay with me now. I'll get to you in just a second, Carolyn. I promise. Think about this. You, in physical, have spoken to many mediums.
Yes.
Okay. In time. And you have engaged through them when you do really, really understand and know that we are the ones that are wanting to engage with you. Because you have the power to actually create. We, however, have no power to create anything because there's not a need to.
Right.
So our best day is one spent with God creating.
That's us.
Precisely. And so everybody is excited to speak to the medium. No. The medium is jumping out of his skin, literally, to speak to God.
Wow.
It's where our interaction comes into play.
I want the listeners for the next eons who hear this tape know that I'm not becoming a megalomaniac because of what's being said.
You certainly can if it's your wanting.
Yeah, and I agree with
it. You marvelous creator, you.
Yeah.
And engaging non-physical part. What is so intriguing about the non-physical part that is not human? That's interesting. How is it? First of all, you have so much power, you call us into creation.
Yeah.
And then number two, you are enthralled or engaged with having this interaction. And it's exactly opposite. We are in a box without your summoning forth this reality.
Right, it reminds me of the old phrase, you know, this is the best of all possible worlds.
Of course. It absolutely is the is exactly that way. Wouldn't it be interesting to turn it around and have the whole of creation lined up to have communication with natural humans in physical form?
When you say all of creation, you mean other dimensions?
They are, but they are. Yes,
right.
They do.
And you're saying it would be amazing to imagine they're all lining up to talk to us.
Absolutely.
And or anybody who allowed this.
Yes.
Not just us, but anybody who would allow the situation to happen.
The vehicle had an experience that he shared with you that you're thinking about now, and I'd like to go into that. And you haven't asked the question, but I'm just about to bust, so I'll play with it.
Okay.
All right. He was having an experience, and he drew a parallel of looking through the window,
yep,
and seeing another universe,
yep,
seeing another time-space continuum.
Yes.
And he could see the other dimension or parts of it, or he drew it. He made the example like inside your house is a universe, and looking through the window outside is another universe.
Yeah, this was about a month ago.
Correct.
In our time.
Yes, and it was just interesting that conceptual ability to convey what he was seeing. Okay, now what's interesting about that process? What if he was not exactly describing it the right way? The completion of that is: what if all of the other universes that he looks out his window, instead of us trying to have an audience with the queen, what if every queen that has ever been is trying to have an audience with the masses?
You mean the queens on other dimensions? No.
I'll do it simple.
Let me say this. I thought we were going to say that the whole universe was lining up to look at the vehicle, talk to the vehicle, rather than him being in awe.
Yes, that's exactly right. But I was trying to make it not so personal, because then that sets off a megalomania process that you didn't want to set up. Instead of, people want to be able to talk to the president.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way that is. He's in power, he's it, and that's the deal. Well, what if the truth be known, or the reality was that the president was trying to actually get to everybody and talk to them and ask them and see what they can do for him?
Right.
And it's exactly that way from this physical, non-physical. And sports fans, let it go down in history. That's never been said on the planet before.
Another 3 points for Bob, maybe Carolyn.
Absolutely. That's never been discussed. This is a brand new place. Show me. I defy you. Even through the prophets, even through the Nostradamuses, Edgar Cayce's, and from the others that would tap into this world, that has never been uttered on the planet.
And because
now.
And because that happened, that sends a ripple of joy and earthquake through your realm.
It absolutely does, and guess what it does? It allows you to have it, and then once you have it, it is all but created.
Yeah.
Once you got it, it's a created. Now, the peasant, the non-physical peasant, has once again broken through the Holy of Holies and reached the physical realm, which is the Godhead of where God sits on this planet that has the power and ability to create.
Which is us right here.
Which is you right there.
Yeah.
And then others that may hear this, as it becomes written and spoken word, it makes a whole new inference. When you speak about thy kingdom come, we are bursting to come forth to have interaction with the Creator.
Yeah, interesting. Walter Boer was saying through my friend, Walter Boer the Spirit, that as my radio show gets more heard, that people will worship me. Well, not that I'm looking forward to that, or I'm not bringing that up for that. I'm just thinking of that and then saying, if they heard this tape, the naive mind here would think, oh, and that would lead to them worshiping me, because they would, in a way, misinterpret what you're saying. Or they would worship me and Carolyn, including Carolyn, because we're the first to have to evoke this that had never been said before.
And when they did that, and when they did that, and let's say that became your experience.
You mean when they worship me, you mean that?
Yes. Yeah. Guess what would be your experience? You would be the one laying down and saying, no, 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 everybody come in, everybody come in. Ask me questions. I want to ask you questions. What are you thinking about? What is your mind? Where are you? And have all the tactile, visceral elements that is their being, you would draw that to you. Oh, wait, they're worshiping you. Oh, wait, you're worshiping them.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're co-creating. Oh, wait, it wouldn't be that way, you see.